This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
When disaster strikes, people naturally want help, and that includes people who fly airplanes. Hi, I'm Mary Grady for AvWeb, and I'm talking with Andy Statz, spokesman for AeroBridge, to find out more about this organization and how they're responding in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. Okay, so Alan, thanks for talking to us today. And to start out, why don't you just give us a little bit of background on what AeroBridge is and how it works, and then we'll get into exactly what you're doing this week.
Okay, AeroBridge is a relief logistics organization that was created in the immediate aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. Essentially what we do is we utilize, to the best of our ability, donated corporate and commercial aircraft to get relief supplies and personnel into disaster zones.
Okay, so you've been helping out this week with the response to the Sandy hurricane?
Yeah, we basically activated shortly after the storm and put out feelers as to what was needed and where was it needed. And it turns out that Toms River, New Jersey, and the Long Island area were the places where the need was great, and B, the access to aircraft was reasonably easy. We had a interview on a local station on Sunday here in Phoenix, or there in Phoenix. I'm now in Las Cruces on the way to New Jersey, basically putting out the call for donated supplies, and because we had received through Pinnacle Aviation came up with a Ken Casey came up with a Citation 10 that was going to move material for us, and that was great. So we put out a call for donated supplies and ended up with about, well, the truck right now has 6,218 pounds of donated blankets and jackets and winter stuff. So we far outstripped what we could get into the Citation, but nevertheless, we loaded the Citation this morning, and it went off to White Plains via Palawaukee. As I said, we got so much, we had such a great response to the television interview that basically people came down and literally filled to the absolute maximum a 26-foot donated Penske truck rental diesel truck, and which I am now driving to New Jersey with my son, Christopher.
Oh, wow. So that's in addition to having filled up the Citation 10.
Yep.
Wow.
It was an amazing response. I mean, I was flabbergasted. We activated during Haiti, and the response to need in Haiti, not just by AeroBridge, of course, but by the general and business aviation community as a whole, was astonishing. I was down there, and aviation saved that nation. There's no two ways about it. You can debate it, but by the time ships got there, the need wasn't nearly as great for immediate medical aid. So, but this surprised me. To get a response like we did here in Phoenix was absolutely, it's heartwarming. I words fail me.
Yeah, I can imagine that's true. And up here in the Northeast, too, I understand there's a lot of sort of more local flights going on.
Yeah, we've dispatched, as of the last time I was able to get on the computer, we've dispatched 134 flights out of Rhode Island, out of South Carolina, out of Maryland, all over the place. Basically going into Farmingdale. There was one flight of an EAA chapter. I don't know the number right offhand, but one EAA chapter sent 17 aircraft en masse into Farmingdale with relief supplies. And as I understand it, they brought about the equivalent of what I have in my truck, about 6,000 or 7,000 pounds. To date, we've moved 134,000 pounds of basically clothing and blankets and food and necessities into the area.
Okay, and these are not all going in corporate jets, but smaller general aviation aircraft, too. Is that right?
That's true. One of the things, when we did the Haiti, for example, there were a great number of mid to large corporate jets, Falcon 900 size, but we also had Cessna Caravans and PC-12s and 172s that were going into the smaller airports because, for example, the area around Jacmel on the southeast coast of Haiti was completely inaccessible for almost a month after the earthquake. So, you know, smaller aircraft are a very important cog in the air-bridge machine.
And is that proving true in this event, too, that the smaller airplanes are getting into places that otherwise, you know, are not very accessible?
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. I mean, Farmingdale's a large airport, to be sure. Eagle's Nest is not all that big, which is another one of the airports we're going into. It's even if you can only get, you know, a few, 300, 400, 500 pounds, you know, into a 206 or a 210 or something like that, that can make a lot of difference. You know, 200 pounds of milk, for example, means a lot of kids, you know, get to have milk, you know, get to eat.
That's right. So if our listeners, you know, who are, a lot of them are pilots and maybe have access to an airplane, if they want to help out with this effort, how would they do that?
Go on the AeroBridge website, or you can email me directly, flightlevel@cox.net.
All right, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you, ma'am. You have a good day.
You too.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.